Come in. Please, have a seat. I've been looking at your performance reviews, and I have to say, I've been very impressed. You've worked here for how long now? 5 years? Really? I can't say I've noticed you here before. It doesn't matter. You've been highly recommended for this position. Do you know much about what it entails? No. I see. So you just felt like you needed a new challenge. I understand that. Change is good. Sometimes we all need a new role to play. What's that? Do I have a dog? Oh, the cage. Yes, I have a pet. I bring him to work with me sometimes. I actually have quite a few pets. I love playing with them. They're just so obedient. Anyway, enough small talk. Let's see. Have you got experience of all the new programs we use? Tell me about a situation where you've had to use those. I see. Yeah, that's great. And what about all the safety procedures? Are you aware of who is responsible to implement Section 2 of our policy, for example? That's right. I have to say, you're the first person who got that question correct. How are you at adapting to situations, do you think? Yeah, that's good. What about if I asked you to make me a drink? Would you be against that if it wasn't part of your job description? Would you say no? I see. Well, that does show a good attitude. I'll look forward to you making me a drink or two then. If you get the job, of course. Now, continuing with the theme of adapting to situations, how would you react if I asked you to stand up? Well, that's good, but why did you stand up? Oh, non-threatening demands, so you complied, rather than risk a confrontation. Ah, good. What about if I asked you to pass me one of those biscuits over there? Wait, I haven't finished. But I added that I needed you to get them to me, crawling on your hands and knees. No? So you don't really want this job, then? You do? Then get on your knees and get me a piece of candy from the jar over there. I'm waiting. There. That's a good, start. Thank you very much. No, don't get up. I don't really like these. Get me a different type. On your knees, yes. What do you mean I didn't say please? Are you joking? This new position will have you working in highly stressful situations, and time is paramount. Little things like questioning one forgotten please are only going to heighten tensions and are not helpful at all. I need you to show me that you're a team player. Get me another one. That's better. Not bad, but I don't think I want to finish it. You have it. Here, put it in your mouth. Why not? You don't want to waste it, do you? Are you the sort of man who wastes resources by throwing things away that still have a use? Come here. No, don't stand up. Crawl to me. Sit up. Open your mouth. Beg like a dog. I'm waiting. There's a good boy. Here you go. Very good. While you're down there, I'd like to test your ability to judge quality. This will be a big part of your new role, and should you fill this position anyway. So, with that in mind, take a look at my legs in these gorgeous high heels and expensive, sheer black pantyhose. You like them? Do you like it when I cross them? You can see all the way up to my thighs with the short skirt on. And maybe even the beginning of the curves of my ass. What would you give them out of 10? 10 being the hottest thing you've ever seen. Well, maybe you need to feel them. Rub your hands up my legs from my calves to just above my knees. That's it. You had no trouble obeying that order, did you? Feel how smooth they are? How silky and perfect? Did you feel the incredible, perfect curves of my powerful calves? Hold the muscle for a moment. Let me flex it for you. How was that? They're really strong, aren't they? Now, go a bit higher. Put your hands on my soft, thick thighs. They feel so good, so tight and toned. Feel underneath, move your hands higher. Feel that sexy curve going up to my ass. Push my skirt out of the way a bit. I'll raise myself up a bit for you. There. Hold my smooth ass cheek in your hand. Squeeze it. Okay, that's enough. Out of 10? 10! No hesitation. I like that. Now, kneel up so you can get a good view of my tits. They're pushing so firmly against the fabric of my blouse. Here, let me take it off. See how they heave inside this push-up bra? Not that they need one. They're huge, but I just like to show them off when I can. Do you want to feel them? Yes. Let me get them out for you. Go ahead. Aren't they magnificent? So firm and round and heavy. Come, you'll need both hands. Yeah. Don't forget my nipples. Make them hard. Oh, that's a good boy. Kneel up here. Suck on them. Go on. Yeah, like that. Take turns with the girls. I like to call them my girls. They like to be played with. Yeah. Very good. 10. I didn't even ask you to score them, but I do agree. They are a 10. Very good boy. Now, kneel down between my legs. It seems such a shame to ruin these expensive pantyhose, but I still feel the need to assess your suitability for the position some more. Do you see how wet my pussy is? It needs attention. You need to be a very attentive employee. Lick my pussy. It's already dripping for you. Your talented sucking on my tits helped a lot. That's it. Use your tongue and find my clit. A huge part of this job is being able to send all the clients home happy. It's hard to think. Make me happy. Eat my pussy. Go harder. Oh, God. That's it. Oh, yeah. Right there. Right there. Oh, come on. Go harder. Oh. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Keep going. I'm going to come. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh, God, I'm coming. Stop some. Oh, my God. That wasn't bad. Need to catch my breath. I think this interview is going pretty well for you so far. There's just one last thing left for us to do. If you pass, you've got the job. This last part is all about testing your performance and stamina. So all you have to do now is fuck me. Oh yeah, you like the sound of that, don't you? There's just one thing. You're not allowed to come. No. You need to show me that you can perform under pressure and that you can go the extra mile to make a customer happy. That way our clients sign new deals and we make more money. You need to make me come before you do. And the last one doesn't count. Do you understand? I hope so, because this is the most important part of the job interview. Get naked for me. Take off all your clothes. That's a good start. And the rest? I want you completely naked. Good boy. Now, throw your clothes over there. Oh, fuck. Your cock is rock hard for me, isn't it? It's practically drooling. Look at you. Oh, look at all that pre-cum. There's so much. I don't know that you're going to be able to do this. You're too excited. Are you a virgin? No. You've only ever been with your wife. You're married. And you're still going to fuck me. Of course you are. Look at your dick. I'm irresistible. God, you're not going to know what hit you. Lie on the floor. I'm going to climb on top of that throbbing cock and slide it inside my tight, wet, hungry pussy. And then we'll see what you're made of, won't we, sweetie? Or not. Oh, yeah. I'd better take this slow, shouldn't I? Your poor cock is trembling in my hand as I guide it in. Oh, slowly does it. Just the tip first. You feel those wondrous pussy lips on your cock. You feel it opening to swallow you up. Inch by inch. And now, to devour the rest, your whole cock, right up to the balls. How incredible does my wet pussy feel gripping around you? It's so tight, isn't it? Let me squeeze you with my powerful pussy muscles. Oh, you feel so good. What? Slow down. You're gonna come? You've gotta do better than this. What about if I squeeze those balls? Yeah, grab them real tight. Did that hurt? Good. Let's see. I'm gonna start sliding my pussy up and down on that average shaft of yours. Oh, God. Yeah, that's it. There we go. Yeah. That feels so good. Move your hips and pump it into me. Don't come. You're trying so hard not to blow it too early, aren't you? But you're gonna need more stamina than this. I wonder if you can resist some sexy moans right in your ear. Go on. Fuck me harder. Harder. Faster. Faster, faster. Oh, yeah. Just don't come. Try not to explode in my beautiful tight pussy. It's milking you into oblivion. Oh, fuck. You're not gonna make it at all. I feel so fucking good, don't I? Is my sweet little cunt too much for you? Don't do it. Don't you do it. Ugh, it's too late now, isn't it? You're gonna blow. I'm riding you too fast. Come inside me. I command you. Release all your load into my powerful pussy. Come. Come for me. Oh, yeah. Fuck. You came and I barely got started. Oh, what a shame. I'm afraid that means you failed the interview. Although, you did show a lot of obedience, and that's a quality we admire here. And your tongue skills weren't too bad. So, I'm willing to offer you a deal. You see, there is another job available, of sorts. A post that I think you'll be perfect for. My slave. You heard me. You will get to serve and worship me every day. What do you say to that? The pay. Oh, the pay. No, there's no pay. And you would never see your wife again because you'll be at my beck and call 24 hours a day. Of course I'm being serious. Look, here's the contract. It's all drawn up and ready for you to sign. You're not sure? No. Really? Well, you could at least read the contract. There is one more thing that I think would interest you if you read it. It says right here, once a month, that I'll let you fuck me. Well, that changed your mind. Okay, sign here. Here. And here. Very good. Good boy. Maybe I can train you to last longer every month. Congratulations on your new job. Now, put on this leash and get in the cage. You see, I lied before. I don't have a dog. But I do have a pet. You. I bet there are more men out there who'd love to be my pet, too. Isn't that right? You probably wouldn't pass my interview, either. I bet you're sitting there in a puddle of your own jizz right now. See you soon, my pet.